This is Mike Quick's High School Football Hour on 98.7 ESPN.
Sims, you came to Long Island over the summer for a quarterback challenge that you were in charge of, and you didn't call me. You were 10 miles from my house.
What is this? Just like attack Matt Sims morning?
Well, because you didn't show up on the last show, so I'm just getting it all. I had to do it by myself. It was very difficult.
All right, get it out of your system.
So we're going to talk about Dante Torres on the Sims Complete QB Breakdown a little later in the show.
Right.
Did you like what you saw that day, National Football Foundation Quarterback Showcase? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Dante Torres is an extremely talented quarterback. I know Rutgers was actually taking a look at him. He's 6'3", 215 pounds. Definitely looks the part of Division I football player. You know, that day I would say that he performed well, and maybe not to the standards that he would have liked to. But dude is extremely talented. He's definitely a gamer. And look forward to seeing St. Anthony's make a lot of big plays this year and hopefully make a run for the title.
You think Tommy McGuire, who's the executive producer of The Rumble on the Raritan, you think he slept last night? Boy, the way he looked coming out of there yesterday.
Honestly, I'm shocked that you're as spry as
you are at the moment. Come on, man. I'm 58 years old. I'm just getting started.
Yeah, all right. Okay? Take it easy, bro. Take it easy.
Okay, a couple things. Really into this Iona Prep Archbishop Hoban game out in Ohio today. High noon kick. Hoban was a team Bergen Catholic blew out last year.
Right.
Let's see what Spags and the boys do for Iona.
Yeah, and again, I really enjoy the fact that Spags and Iona are being a little bit more on the aggressive side compared to the rest of the New York Catholic High School Football League. They are going out there. They are trying to play tougher opponents, getting their team more prepared. And listen, last year they started the season with Don Bosco Prep, who was going into their second game at the time. And listen, they ended up winning the championship. So sometimes, again, like we've said in this show multiple times, you know, losses aren't the worst thing early for your team against good opponents, you know, because it really does help and shape and mold your team and really kind of help you find your identity as the season goes. And that proved to be, you know, very, very fulfilling for Iona as the season went, because Johnny Shepard just kept improving. The offensive line really didn't see a defensive line that would, or a front seven for that matter, that was as good as Don Bosco for the rest of the season.
The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by the All-American Ford Auto Group. They're friends of the Simses, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, and boy, did the Comets get whacked last night, Old Bridge and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. Now, we're talking about guys who are up to the challenge. We know this, Paramus Catholic was awful last year, Sims.
Yeah.
Awful. Okay, couldn't score, gave up a million points.
Right.
Give Greg Russo credit. He came over from Northern Highlands, and he scrimmaged St. Francis of Maryland. Where were all the other schools up here? No Joe's, no Bosco, no Bergen, no St. Peter's. Scrimmage them. And I'll tell you this. Were they perfect? No. But that is going to – that's my exciting team this year. Paramus Catholic, the Paladins. Are they going to be over 500? No. I think they have a shot to open the season 3-0.
Yeah, and it'd be exciting really just for them to kind of ruin somebody's season this year. But again, as we talk about in the show multiple times, you know, throughout the year last year, coaching is just so important at the high school level. It's important at every level, but at the high school level, you just see the impact that he's had in that entire culture over there. You know, last year I would say that they were, you know, borderline couldn't even field a team, you know, to even have freshman games.
They almost got rid of the program.
They almost got
close.
Rid of the program is right. And now with Russo, I mean, listen, and this is the facts, right? They're going to be a better football team. Listen, they might be 500, like you said, if it's a good year, right?
If they're 500
it's
this
a great year,
Greg Russo's the coach of the year in New Jersey. And the people aren't going to want to hear it because he's recruiting and everything.
And that's
but
not
all
a bull,
the Catholic schools are.
Listen, and all the public schools are recruiting now, so it doesn't really matter. We're all doing it. It's okay. We're all breaking the rules together. But, you know, in that situation.
Oh, so you were recruiting when you were the OC or quarterbacks coach at Bosco?
Take it easy. I don't have to recruit, man. Come on.
Your boy Jack Grussert, we'll get to him in a little bit for Ramapo. Unbelievable night last night. We'll get to him in just a little bit.
Yeah, kid is a playmaker. He's a baller. Super underrated. And despite the fact that he has a bunch of offers, he still is an underrated quarterback in the quarterback sphere across the country. But, with Russo, though, extremely excited for that program. And definitely going to change everything about it. And listen, it's going to help everything. It's going to help the school. It's going to help tuition, right? It's going to help enrollment, you know, and that's what's so important for these schools. If you have good sports programs, you know, you actually have to turn people away from the school. You know, Bergen Catholic has a problem. A lot of people want to go to Bergen Catholic. You know why? Because they're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not because they got a great library.
Hey, listen, until Greg Toll got to Don Bosco, you could walk into Bergen Catholic.
Oh, absolutely.
Don Bosco.
When Coach Toll got to Bosco, there was only 500 kids in the school. My freshman year, We had 450 amazing. Of the incoming freshmen.
You know what I always say about the Don Bosco? You know the athletics was great when the cross-country team was running around saying they were tough guys. You know what I mean? Right, yeah. Sims, is the Millville-Irvington game still going from last night? Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, they're still throwing flags.
29 penalties, Sims.
29 penalties for, you know, close to 300 yards. I don't really know where to start with that game. That was
we'll get to it a little depressing. I want to bring something up because when we were there watching the Bergen game against Cardinal Gibbons. you, Jimmy, and I were there, and I brought up the fact that it's the 20-year anniversary of the Crusade. And you said something. I've known you since you were 4 years old, little water boy for your brother Chris.
And listen,
I
definitely said this to you before. You just weren't listening, but it's okay.
All right. You said that when, and I got a great note from Gary Sandberg, my buddy Joe's dad, reminded me it was 20 years ago. Just amazing were those 20 years. But you blew my mind, Sims, when you said you did not know you were gonna where you were going to go to high school. And the Crusade came out, and you said what?
I said, I want to play for that other team, that maroon team that's on this documentary.
It blew my mind that you said that.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, we discussed this in the parking lot when we had this, right? This first, you know, conversation about it. There was this compilation section where it was before the game.
The first Don Bosco, yeah.
And there's Fred Stengel, right, who's a great man, right? And obviously, as I've gotten to know
him. Just retired from Bergen Catholic.
Which is amazing.
His retirement dinner was May 20th, Sims.
Phenomenal
career. He's still speaking. He's still speaking. He went on forever.
Forever. But he's the man, though. He's someone that, like, you know, obviously, as you separate yourself from playing and being so engrossed in the environment, you have a new, you know, found respect for him, you know. Not that I didn't have any respect for him before, but just a different perspective now. And I mean, listen, that compilation section of that video, it was Bergen praying, and then, you know, it was Coach Stoll saying the tough guys, you know, and
Sims, the stuff
I was
we
like,
left,
man, I want to be one of those tough guys. Yeah.
The stuff we left on the edit room floor, oh boy.
Oh, I know. I'm sure you had some great cut-ups there.
158 hours of footage that we had to get down to an hour and 54 minutes and 35 seconds.
Man, and credit to you, that? Because now, you know, there's 10 million shows on Netflix that are, you know, trying to copy that same idea that
Can't.
You did.
It was all real.
Yeah.
The show was real. There was nothing fake about it.
Well, that was what was cool about it, too. And listen, that was before a time where anyone really even knew how to put on a face for the camera, you know?
No doubt.
Like, no one knew reality TV to the extent that they do now. So everyone was just, you know, their selves, you know, which was cool.
Harvey, give me a little music bed here. All right, talking to Bergen. Last night, they drove 24. I didn't drive. If they drove, they'd still be going. They flew 2,400 miles to Scottsdale, Arizona. They took on the defending Open champ, Seguro. And in the first half, it sounds like Bergen was magical. Dom Campanelli, the quarterback, the sophomore, only threw six passes, completed three, two were for touchdowns. The Bergen team only threw the ball eight times in the game, totally dominated the first half. I think Delaware's getting a flat-out steal in senior running back Saeed St. Flour, 22 carries, 144, 36-yard touchdown run. And what we saw last week in the game against Cardinal Gibbons is that Chris Mimmo, the junior, is one of the – he's not a big kid, but he may just be one of the biggest hitters, Cushing, Jimmy Dre, all of you guys.
Wow.
Mimmo can bring it as much as they can.
I mean, what a list of people to be joined on. But, again, like, Mimmo is the type of guy that Bergen Catholic has really just, you know, put their hard hat on for multiple years now. The kid is just always making a play. He's always around the football. And, really, he makes really impactful plays on special teams. And, you know, we've seen over the weekend how important special teams plays in a lot of these games.
Campanelli, two touchdowns, one to Columbia-bound Christian Cardi, who I have said is one of the best blocking receivers that I've seen in 36 years doing high school football.
And Ron Cardi is his, you know, his father is the receivers coach at Bergen Catholic, and that is something that is a point of emphasis for them all the time.
And the other one was to the sophomore Quincy Porter. I don't want to put pressure on him. I don't know where he's going to go to college, but if he stays injury-free, Big Q is going to the NFL. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, you know, listen, that's a bold statement, but nonetheless, you know, Quincy Porter definitely looks the part for sure. You know, he's athletic, he's long, he's tall, and, you know, the kid is a really good football player. Unfortunately, Bergen just doesn't throw it a lot.
They don't.
Yeah.
Sims, if Vegas had odds on who was going to score the first touchdown of the season for them, what would it have been for 6'6", 330-pound Sadir Mitchell going to Texas would score the first touchdown on a scoop and score?
Definitely like 2,000 to 1, man. It was
make some money on that one,
yeah,
Sims.
Absolutely. You definitely would have. You know, but that was really one of the keys to the game for Cardinal Gibbons. You know, another team that was really good down there in North Carolina. And just like in the Saguaro game as well, you see teams that just, you know, they're not playing the same brand of physical football. And Bergen Catholic's front seven on both sides of the football is extremely physical. And look for that to be, you know, a big problem for a lot of teams in this league this year.
In Edgewater, Florida last night, Don Bosco was trying to go 2-0 to start the season for the first time since 2014. It didn't happen. They lost 34-10. Another Texas recruit, C.J. Barker, the running back for Edgewater. Our buddy Billy Tierney lives down there now, the old Bosco coach, Bergen coach. He said that if Tierney gives a compliment, you know the kid's good. He said this Baxter kid is terrific, 26 carries, 274, second half touchdowns, put it away, 50 and 96. Minicucci to Nolan James, the only touchdown. I like this kid, Nolan James, the receiver.
Yeah, Nolan James is a really good football player. He's only a sophomore. He played on the varsity team last year as a freshman. He is kind of like a hybrid player, running back, receiver. So look for him to be a kind of a Swiss Army knife for the Ironman all year.
All right, we'll come back with the Jets player of the week. But as we go to break, we've said MSG Network is back. Your partner, Jimmy Cavallo, and you on the call last night.
Yes, sir.
It was a rematch of Group 4 state champs from a year ago. Harv, you could drop that music down a little bit. All right. A battle of defending champs. Irvington, 25-17 over Millville. The story of the game. And Irvington has dudes. And one of the big stories in the game, Rutgers recruit Fama Ture. Cavallo, take it. Harv, Irvington.
Looking to put this game away. Off the fake to the left side. The defense wasn't buying it. Turns it back. Ture still on his feet. Spectacular! Fama Ture, next stop Rutgers, and Irvington is putting this one away.
This is 98.7 ESPN.
Talk to Matt. Dial 1-800-919-3776. 1-800-919-3776. The Jets high school player of the week, fueled by Gatorade. Each week during the high school football season, the Jets and Gatorade will honor a player of the week. The player will receive a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name to support their high school football program. And this week's winner, Joey Rayberg from Montville High School. Sims, your first career high school start. What'd you do?
I played against St. Anthony's of Long Island, and I think I threw for about like 200 yards and a touchdown, so it did pretty good. Yeah, but not as good as this young man.
Joey did better. Okay, 260 yards and five touchdowns through the air and a 51-21 victory over Morris Catholic. Also ran for 70 yards and a touchdown. Hey, by the way, on defense, had an interception. 6'3", 220. I watched him on tape, Sims. You should get a look. He's got a big live arm. Really good. Bad news is they played last night. They lost 21-7 to Wes Morris. But in the game, Joey did really well. 18 of 34 for 172 yards. Okay, speaking of quarterbacks, you got a nice message from the Westwood coach, Dennis Hard, this morning saying how good you and Cavallo did. Said you're better than Tony Romo already. Now listen, that doesn't take a lot. Romo never shuts up.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Please, don't put me in this position. Nonetheless, it was really, unfortunately, I said to Coach Hart, I was like, listen, it's my first game calling a game like that. And, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, I could do that. The drunk guy in the parking lot, I could do this.
What'd your dad say to you last night?
He goes, it's not as easy as you think.
Oh, big
son.
Phil, yeah. Killing you.
Yeah, no, it was good.
You
though.
Did great, Sims.
And it was a good experience. That first game for the Westwood game, Shore Regional, I definitely was a little stiff.
It's okay.
But, definitely improved, I think, as the second game went along. But really, Westwood, super impressive win by them. Can't get over the fact that they just have so many good football players, a lot of size, the physicality of the game, too. Robbie Karsich played absolutely phenomenal at the quarterback position, running and throwing it. The kid is a baller. Colby Lawton is another good football player for them. Bostanich, again, at the receiver position, made a lot of good plays. I think he had like three catches for 120 yards. I mean, the kid had a ridiculous average.
Jack Duggan's terrific on defense,
Oh, man,
too.
And Jack and Duggan, off, man,
oh
that
God.
Kid is
the
like...
Dude.
He is a dude. He's like the guy that, like, you're like, oh, yeah, he's going to Navy,
Yes,
because
Sims.
He
yes.
is just like, he does it all. He runs hard at running back. He's also pretty agile, too, for a guy that's, big and strong as he is. But great win for Westwood. Really impressed by their program. And, again, goes back to coaching. You know, they have Coach Hard there who's doing a great job right now. They had Vito Campanelli. You know, so whoever's picking the head coaches over there at Westwood.
Danny Vivino, the AD.
Danny Vivino, get that guy a bottle of Merlot, okay? Because that is he's doing a great job of interviewing and getting guys that can, you know, really make kids buy into a program. And that's really a good thing to be for their situation.
Their 34-0 victory over Shore Regional, the first of eight games at the Rumble on the Raritan down at Rutgers. You said Carsage was great. You said it. Now Cavallo will give it to you. Hit it, Harv.
Harvey?
There we go, baby.
Harvey, sound full. Cavallo call. Let's go, Harv.
First and goal here. Carsage will keep it to the left side. Got a lot of daylight. Carsage looking for the pylon. Robbie Carsage will find the end zone at Rutgers. And Westwood is rolling here in the Rumble on the Raritan.
Okay, and yes, they were. They started it. Then the Millville. They talked a lot of smack. Irvington was up to the challenge. Beat them 25-17. Game went on forever. How do you think your broadcast partner did, Jimmy Cavallo? Sims, break Cavallo down as we bring him in. Come on on, Jim.
Oh my God, Jimmy! What a surprise, man! Good morning, Captain.
Oh yes, it was a. It's a good morning. Was a good evening. And come on, quick! You know Sims was going to do well. He's a Bosco quarterback. These guys are as confident as they come.
That's right,
man.
Yeah,
that's two things to know about.
We're full of it. That's what it is.
I've been down this road before, though. Remember, I worked with Steve Levy, another Bosco quarterback. Levy was the Bosco quarterback after seeing Aaron Rodgers throw one day as a recruit at Cal, told his teammates he was overrated.
That's why Levy's selling fake knees now, and Sims is in the booth with you. Jim, real fast, before we break down the Rumble schedule, because I know you want to talk about the big one tonight, St. Peter's Prep, St. Joe's Philly. In all honesty, Matt Sims' first game, some issues coming out of the chute, you know, technically. How'd you think he did?
I thought he graded really high. I mean, he did. He was, you know, I think it helped sitting there with you for the last couple of years, but he was right in his element. I mean, he's a Sims. They look out at the field. They see what's going on. You know, there's no shortage of chatter in the Sims house, and he just got right into his element and started talking the game of football. Come on. You knew he was going to be a one-hit wonder, baby.
Jim, are you still there calling the Millville-Irvington game? Oh, my God. 29 penalties. I don't know how you did it.
He's picking up all the flags on the field right now.
I was actually disappointed we didn't get to the 30th penalty. That would have been a great game, though. You know what I mean? I mean, my goodness. You know, it was a strange game. Like you said, it went on all night. But in between all the sloppy play, there was a bunch of dudes out there running around with a lot of scholarship offers on the table. So you had to stay focused.
No question. Harv, give me some music. Let's break down the schedule. All these games now, 31 live high school football games on MSG Plus or MSG over the next 9 weeks up to Halloween weekend. Today at 1, you will be on the call with Jimmy's on the call. We have multiple announcers today. So that'll be the Seton Hall Prep. This kid, Liam, how about this? Seton Hall Prep is going to Ireland next year to play the day before Notre Dame and Navy. Liam Londergan is a junior. So how about Liam going to play in Ireland next year, but he's got a full season here taking on a rebuilding Pope John team. Toms River North, Rumson, that's at 4. You can get that game on MSG+. The Nightcap on MSG+. St. Peter's Prep out of Jersey City against St. Joe's Philly. Jim's going to talk about that in a second. That's on MSG+. Tomorrow, all the games are on MSG starting at 1. Lenape, Wayne Valley, Camden, Salem. Salem has a back that's terrific. And then Winslow, Northern Highlands, new coach after Russo goes over to Paramus Catholic. Jim, in the broadcast yesterday, I know you were going gaga about this St. Peter's Prep, St. Joe's Philly game. What gets you so excited about it?
I mean, it's just players. I mean, I know we all get caught up in now of these lists that come out with, you know, players and where they're going. And, you know, Richie Hansen III in his second year at St. Peter's, you know, if you like this kind of stuff where there's guys going places, this is the game for you. I mean, Zion Fowler, Pitt, you know, Eric Kelly, Temple, Robinson going to Princeton, Champ Long, the kid coming out of Fairfield Prep, Connecticut, now St. Peter's Prep going to Maryland. And then let's get to it. Blackjack, you know, Jaden Bonsu. This is a guy who was at Hillside High School as a sophomore. Nobody knew who he was. This is why you come to St. Peter's Prep. A year later, plays the junior year at St. Peter's, and he's going to Ohio State.
That's amazing.
It's like this is how it rolls. And, I mean, you know, listen, I mean, look, how about the synergy, guys, between Ohio State and North Jersey right now? I mean, right now on the Ohio State roster, Tyler Friday from Bosco, Luke Whipler from St. Joe's, Ronnie the Rocket Hickman from DePaul, Devontae Jean-Baptiste from Burton Catholic, Cody Simon. I mean, it's amazing,
you know what
they've done. But
and Jim, you know what's a big reason why? Well, Shiena was an assistant there. He came back into his own backyard and started bringing those guys to Ohio State. Hey, guys, I want to take the caller on line number two, William out of Orange, New Jersey. Pop that up. Will, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man? Hey, Matt, how you doing today, brother? I heard you on the broadcast last night. You guys did a great job.
Thank you, buddy. Fire away.
I'm going to go out of the flux right now. I want to talk about the Super Football Conference that Orange is in this year. We have a new coach, Gaffney Allen. Randy Daniels has retired. What teams do you see coming out of that conference as the dark horses and the key teams?
Well, I got to be honest. You don't want us to talk about the Catholics, Big Bill, so let's just talk. Very impressed last night. Now, listen, Ramapo went to South Jersey. Very impressed. New coach, okay, DeFazio. Came over from Kipps in New York City, replacing Drew Gibbs, who unfortunately passed away a year ago. I did not see that coming. Very impressed with Ramapo. You know what it is? Well, it's so early in the season, and because the season started so soon, Sims, we didn't get a chance to go around to look a lot of scrimmages. So we're kind of hitting this live. Is there a team that you have that you're like, okay, here we go? I'll tell you what. I'll give you another one. Watch out for Passaic Tech. Watch out.
Yeah, I mean, Passaic Tech is a good football team. And listen, I think one of the surprising things from this past weekend was the performance of Clifton, winning a 21-0 game over, that repeat of the championship from a year ago, which is a game that they really probably should have won, but they had that controversial play on the goal line. But Clifton coming out 1-0, winning 21-0, pretty much dominating the game. And, shout out to Romello Tables, too, the young quarterback who's only starting as a sophomore. Fantastic young football player that we're going to keep our eye on. So, Clifton will be a team to kind of keep their eye on, throughout the season.
And if you can't watch them in person, you can, of course, watch their game October 7th when they host
Passaic Tech. Yes.
Very good. Jimmy, we got to let you go. I know you got to get down to Rutgers. We'll be down there in just a little.
He's already there.
I think he slept there
yeah,
last
he
night.
He slept on the bench.
So, buddy, we appreciate it. Okay, pal?
I'll be looking for Sims' limo to pull up in the front there on Shiano Lane. I look forward. I'll get the door when you pull up, and I'll have the coffee for Mike Quick because, baby, nothing has ever changed.
Thank you, man, sir. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Okay. 31 live games over 9 weeks. Let me just rip. Guys, Harv, give me a little music here. So we told you about, let me just tell you, next weekend, okay, Friday night, St. Joe's Montvale at Bosco.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Saturday, Paramus Catholic at Pope John. On the 23rd, we're going to Staten Island. The Friars of St. Anthony's will take on the Lions of Monsignor Farrell.
I'm excited about that game.
And then on the 24th, St. Peter's Prep at St. Joe's Montvale. On the 30th, I am pumped up for this game. We switched out of a game. We're going down to the shore to watch the Caseys of Red Bank Catholic talk to the legendary Joe Montano, the AD down there,
right. The
unbelievable girls basketball coach. He's so pumped up. We're having him. Fitzgerald and the boys from St. Peter's Prep going down there. The next day, we're at Montclair. Now, it may be moved to Montclair State. Seton Hall Prep at Red Bank. The next day, October 1st, East Orange at Montclair. Game could be moved to Montclair State. We told you about Passaic Tech at Clifton. All these games are on MSG or MSG Plus. Then we go to a game, Sims, that I know you're going to be pumped up about. October 8th, Iona Prep at Stepanak up in White Plains. On the 14th, Seton Hall Prep at Don Bosco. On the 15th, we made the switch yesterday. I called my guy Pete Gambardella. They were scheduled to play Canarsie on Friday night, the 14th. I said, Pete, we can bring the MSG cameras and show off that beautiful new Lantech field. Move the game to 1. Call me back 20 minutes later. The game is at 1. You're going to be into that out there in Staten Island. October 21st, Del Barton at DePaul. The 22nd, Chaminade at Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity has some big-time players. Already one committed to Rutgers. Maybe more coming. And then our final week, DePaul at Don Bosco on the 28th. And we close the season in Caven Point, Seton Hall Prep at St. Peter's. When we come back, Sims will talk a little bit about what he knows a little bit about. quarterbacks. We'll do that when we come back on the Jets High School Football Show presented by Gatorade.
This is 98.7 ESPN.
So popular, we have so many sponsors. So here we go. The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Tommy Monahan and the boys. Spectrum Mobile has the most reliable service coast to coast, plus 5G is included at no extra charge. Switch and save today. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com today. And the High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by your buddy Sims, All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit AllAmericanFord.net. I saw that Ford you showed up in this morning at 147 Columbus, Sims. You look good. All-American Ford is doing a good job with you. Before we get to the breakdown of the quarterbacks, I want to take a call from Long Island, but I also want to ask you this. There is another Cone on the horizon. How good is this Patrick Cone, the freshman out at Sayville quarterback? He's been working out with you and your dad.
Yeah, PC's doing a really good job. He's been super impressive. Really did a great job working hard this offseason, and you know, he really improved tremendously in a short period of time. So we're really excited about him. And I know Jack just got cut by the Indianapolis Colts, and right now, you know, he's sitting at home, but good things are going to work out for him too. He's a great football player, and you know, have total faith that he's going to be on an NFL roster again soon.
Yes, he will be, no doubt. Let's go out to Mike in Long Island. Mike has a question about Long Island football. Fire away, Big M.
How you doing, Mike?
We say, great, pal.
How you doing, Mike? Great to hear you.
Thanks,
buddy. Yeah, this is Mike from Sable.
Hey,
you know,
Mike.
We had the mix-up with Floyd yesterday, and it worked out pretty good. Teams played pretty evenly. I think we had a slight edge.
Okay, it's a scrimmage. It's about toughness and who can throw the football. Don't care who wins or wins or loses. Doesn't matter one bit. Fire away. Give me a quick one, buddy. We got so much to get to.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, don't forget our kid Triptree, the quarterback we have now. The kid's a doer. He's lined up to be coming up. He's a special talent.
Yeah, let's have him throw a pass first, you know, Trip T, before we get going about him. I love your running back over there. Really good player. If he gets a little taller, he's going to be a big-time, I think, Division I football player.
Well, Kyle is about 6 foot right now, which isn't really that bad of a size for going up to the next level.
And when you come out of Suffolk Division III, Mike, got to be big, strong, fast. You're going to get overlooked. Listen, give us a call throughout the season. Got to roll. Harv, hit me with that Rutgers music again. Sims, I've said it before, and I fight with my man Fooch all the time.
You know what?
All the time. I think today, high noon, Chestnut Hill, Boston College, is the biggest game in Rutgers. It's got to be one of the top three most important games in the history of Rutgers football. This is a recruiting game today, Sims. You can't let the dudes from the Northeast sneak back in the door. I think it is huge for Rutgers. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first game of the season, and we don't want to say, hey, this is that. But it really is.
It's
everything for Rutgers to go out there and to perform well. And really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if the win is pretty or ugly. You just got to get the win, and that's what we want to see today. You know, hopefully Johnny Offense could be super effective. And when we say Johnny Offense, his new nickname, Johnny Langan, the kid is a phenomenal football player from Bergen Catholic. And, you know, hey, he's kind of like the cornerstone of their program offensively. You know, so as he goes, you know, their team goes, and we'll see how they go.
You want a great stat from Rutgers team last year? 5 players made NFL rosters, 3 on the active 53, including Pacheco, who was great in the preseason for the Chiefs out there in Kansas City, 2 on the practice squad. I think today, you look at the matchups. Boston College has a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Rutgers has a terrific secondary. Boston College has a banged-up offensive line. That's where the game's going. If Rutgers' defensive line can put pressure on his quarterback and have him make some throws into that secondary, the 7-point underdog Scarlet Knights could steal one.
Yeah, they absolutely can. And listen, it's the first game of the season, just like it was for us in high school games this weekend and throughout this weekend. you know, there's going to be mistakes made. Neither team really knows their identity yet. So it's really going to be a process of elimination for each coach of just like what is working today, what we're actually executing really well, and just continuing to go back to the well over and over and over again to get the dub.
Harv, give me a little of that Sims Complete QB music. Here we go, Sims. Let's break it down.
I have my own music?
We do. Yeah, this year we do because you're getting paid, so I stole it out of your budget.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
I took that from Ryan Hurley's budget.
I'm getting paid?
You're getting paid. Whoa. Something. That's the only reason we're doing this show. I didn't want to do the show, Sims.
Yeah, here
okay.
we go.
Don Bosco quarterback Nick Minicucci looked really good in week one. I think the Delaware-bound quarterback, and you've worked with him forever, just saying, I think when he's outside the tackles, he's a much better thrower on the move than inside the pocket.
And he's great at extending plays. One of the things, too, that, you know, is really unknown about him is that he's just a phenomenal runner of the football. You know, I mean, Ronnie Heath is a great runner on that football team. And Nick Minicucci is just as dangerous when he has the football in his hands, too, when he's running down the field. But, yeah, super strong arm, athletic. You know, he's 6'2", 210 pounds. The kid is built. And I think that he's not even close to really reaching the ceiling of his potential yet. He's going to really improve dramatically over this year and then in the years to come at Delaware because Coach Cardi at Delaware is doing a fantastic job of grooming quarterbacks.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, if you can't make it down to Rutgers to watch St. Joe's Philly against St. Peter's Prep, you can watch it on MSG Plus with you and Cavallo on the call. Maryland-bound quarterback Champ Long. I'm still waiting for that magical game. He's put up numbers. But I need him to put up numbers in a big game. Tonight, big showcase. Now he could take that next step where he says to me, wow.
Yeah, and similar to Minicucci, I mean, a year ago was really their first time ever getting that varsity action. And, you know, he did some good things last year. He obviously popped, you know, on film a lot because of his strong arm. And, you know, you're right. I mean, we just want to see a little bit more consistency from the St. Peter's Prep offense. But the dude is a good quarterback. He throws it extremely well. You know, you hope to see a little bit more of his athleticism this year. Now that they have a backup in Tyler Bell, who's actually in the freshman team, the varsity as a freshman, also Sims Complete QB, they can take a little bit more risk of being a little bit more aggressive with Champ as an athlete and utilizing the same thing that we just discussed with Nick Minicucci of, you know, being aggressive with his feet, getting outside the pocket, you know, and of course, we know they're going to take shots down the field, but we want to see St. Peter's kind of sustain more. You know, longer drives throughout games instead of just being that one play and done team.
Harvard getting another great quarterback out of North Jersey, Jack Grusser, Ramapo. Last night, 16 of 20, 238 and three touchdowns in the 48-20 victory over Willingboro. The game was over in a hurry. First win for new head coach Mike DeFazio. I remember you kept telling me, and I haven't seen him in person yet, but you're like, he can do it both ways. He can throw it and run it. I didn't realize until the Northern Highland game last year when I watched it on tape, he actually can't run it. He's a flat-out lightning rod the way he moves.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is, I think, like a sub-1100-meter runner in track. So anybody that's, like, close to 11 or sub-11, you're moving. The kid is a great football player. He has a super high football IQ. And he is somebody that also, too, is just like he puts the ball in play a lot. You know, just like you said, 16 of 22, you know, and not every play is explosive. But, man, he's putting the ball in play a lot. And when you put it in play, you know, you can't go broke taking a profit, as they say, a quarterback. Super impressive player.
We talked a little earlier about Dante Torres from St. Anthony's going to Fordham next year. 6'3.5", going to play for our buddy Kevin Decker, the offensive coordinator who played up there at the Brunswick School back in the day in Greenwich. We'll get to Torres a lot more as the season goes on. But I want to get to a Johnny Shepherd. If Iona Prep is to go to Ohio today and beat Archbishop Hoban, a Johnny Shepherd, a quarterback masquerading as a linebacker, okay, has got to play off the charts.
Yeah, and listen, the third of three children that are playing are going to play Division I football. So obviously they know what it takes and work hard to earn their right to be in that position. Johnny Shepherd, the first quarterback in Westchester County to throw for 2,000 yards and rush for 1,000. You know, and look for that again. You know, for them to be successful, he's going to have to put up 3,000 total yards again for them to get the championship.
All right, Harv, quick rip around. Here we go. Give me a music change. Last night, Sparta, what a program they are up there in Sussex County. 48-14 over Lakeland. They scored on all seven possessions, Sims. Junior running back Josh Brancy, 21 carries, 101 yards, and six touchdowns, Sim. Six. Thursday night, Sims, I know you love offense. You should have been out there for the Ridgefield Park Demarest game. 916 combined yards, four-year starting quarterback Brevin Cooney, 409 total yards, 23 of 34, 303, four through the air, two on the ground, where he carried the ball 13 times for 106 yards. Caldwell has now won 16 in a row, beat Morris Catholic last night, 47-14. First win for longtime assistant coach Todd Romano. Harry Bolin picking up where he left off a year ago, four first quarter touchdowns. Woodbridge, after starting the year on a loss, they beat Summit last night, 34-27. Antonio Rosato, five touchdowns, threw for 200. Three of those touchdowns to A.J. Bosch. Tied at 21 in the third, Rosato, 30-yard touchdown run. The lead was theirs for good. In New York, big game last night for New Rochelle. Everybody had Monroe Woodbury, the Crusaders, beating New Rochelle. Austin Luzzi said, hold on, don't disrespect the purple and white. The senior, twice, to Corey Dawson. CD making his first start. Touchdown catches of 52 and 21 yards. Luz, 9 of 16. Buck, 84. Rutgers commit for Monroe Woodbury, this 6'8 wide receiver, DeAndre Johnson. Watched him on tape, Sims. Scary good. Did not play last night. Shoulder injury. Should be back by the end of the month. And Rye opens up in big-time fashion, 43-22, junior quarterback A.J. Miller making his first start, 15 of 26, 336 yards, and four touchdowns. Sims, this next song going to break, I pick for you because, give it to me, Harv, it kind of sums up what you did last year making picks. We'll step away. We'll step away. Give me the music, Harv. Here we go. Going to break. All right, we'll step away, and when we come back, our picks, okay? Give it a listen. Give it to me for Chumba 8 seconds, Harv. In 8, 7, 6,
I get 5, down.
4, 3, 2, and
you're terrible,
take it
Mike.
To break.
You're killing me.
This is 98.7 ESPN.
An abysmal 24-12. 24-12, Sims. You're supposed to be a high school expert.
Well, you know, listen, in my defense, this is somewhat of an excuse, but I like to have fun with my picks, all right?
And well, I take my picks seriously.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I guess I don't. And I like picking the Cinderella story every now and then.
I was 29-14.
I picked Cardinal Hayes versus DePaul last year. All right. I mean, we both knew that DePaul was going to win that game, but I picked Cardinal Hayes. You know why? Because, you know, I wanted the Hayes boys, you know, give them a little motivation. Or I guess I give more motivation to the team I guess I don't pick, you know.
People get on you, Sims?
Oh, absolutely. Remember the one time that I picked Bergen Catholic over St. Joe's? Yeah. I went over to say what's up to Augie and them. They wouldn't even talk to me. Really, you're going to do this?
That's the way it should be, Sims. I was 29-14. Much better.
Absolutely.
Not even
Listen,
in the
I
same league
I still hold it against
you
and Jimmy Cavallo to this day for not picking us my senior year in our state championship.
Well, first of all, I heard you say that on the broadcast.
Totally.
Let's get something straight.
Yeah,
right.
Let's do it.
I was the one who made the pick. Cavallo never had guts to make picks. He was afraid he was going to upset people. Okay.
Well, you were wrong.
Here we go. So Sims going to try to get off the schneid an embarrassing year a year ago.
I get
and, of
up
course,
again.
The wizard just rolling along.
Whatever.
As Mike Cohn is listening to us out there in Suffolk County. So here we go. DePaul at St. Joe's. I'm going to let you kind of just ease into the game. One pick this year. Both schools. Lantech Fields. Okay? Just so you know, a year ago, the St. Joe's field caught on fire. Anthony Guzmano and the boys had field caught on fire June 6th. They were playing their first game on September 11th. So unbelievable job by Lantech, Sharon out there, Danny out there, unbelievable synergy. But that's about Fields. Fields don't matter unless you got players. Good players today. DePaul, St. Joe's, 1 o'clock. Hit it, Sims.
I'm going DePaul. Going to keep it straight up just like that. Yep, DePaul.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Okay. Sit back and watch, Sims. Okay, here we go.
I'm going DePaul. Patrick Grusser, the new starting quarterback. He's done well in the preseason. I expect him to run the offense extremely well. I think they're going to be a little bit more high-powered offensively than they were a year ago with him at the helm. I'm excited for this. The biggest question mark for DePaul is obviously the loss of Quire Price.
Yep.
You know, what is the defense going to look like without him? You know, and Montville just, you know, a few question marks, gave up a lot of points a week ago versus good counsel. And I expect DePaul to kind of go in there and, you know, make some plays and win a close one.
Wow, if they win a close one, because last year when they beat them, it was the first time in forever when they beat St. Joe's.
Yeah.
St. Joe's has not started the season 0-2 since.
I have no idea.
Come on, Sims. 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 1984.
I was going to know that.
Now. based on what they were in that game for a while against good counsel.
Big
plays hurt their defense. If they limit big plays today, I think because the way the kid Yasheen Willis is a major college player.
And listen, they made a lot of good plays on offense. The new look offense does look better. They look like they can get a little bit more explosive plays out of their offense now. They have a lot of good playmakers. You know, the biggest thing is this is the consistency from the quarterback position. And really, again, just like special teams killed them. They gave up a punt return for a touchdown, you know, and that's something that, again, in this league, it is going to come up over and over and over again. Whoever can win the special teams battle in a lot of these games is going to end up being a championship football team.
DePaul sloppy in a preseason game. A lot of penalties. Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm giving
preseason.
The edge to Joes because they have one under their belt.
Yeah.
I like the Green Knights to win the game.
Remember. I love it.
The picks of the week are brought to you by the Lantech Group, the leader in design, construction, and maintenance of athletic fields and facilities throughout the East Coast, specializing in synthetic turf, natural grass, concrete, fencing, and more. Visit them at thelandtechgroup.com or just call me. We'll come out. We'll get you a new field.
And a quick shout-out, too, to Darius Wilson of Iona Prep. Fantastic job last night for William & Mary. They beat Charlotte, an FBS football team. That's 12 victories in the last 14 years for a CAA team over an FBS opponent. Darius Wilson, 12 of 18, 237 yards, 13.2 average, 2 TDs. He rushed for 67 yards, and he even had a catch for 19. Yeah, so the kid from Iona Prep, another Sims Complete QB quarterback.
Of course they are.
Balled
they
out. Yeah, hey, listen, if you work with me, I'll talk about you on the radio show. No, I'm just kidding. listen, he did a fantastic job. So proud of Darius and everything that he's accomplished so far and excited for him this season.
I want to leave everybody with this quote, and this is what makes high school football coaches so great. They should be running this country. This is what Buddy Krumenacker, the Farmingdale
easy.
Coach on Long Island, told Owen O'Brien from Newsday. And he's been around for Farmingdale, Hempstead forever. I tell the kids we live in a democracy, but we'll be nothing democratic about this, and that's how we will live. You are going to be where you are told. You are going to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, and that's how we are going to do business. If you're not okay with that, that's okay. This isn't for everybody. Way to go, Coach K. I absolutely love it. He's been at Farmingdale forever, began his career at Hempstead. A wonderful, wonderful legacy. So, Sims, week one in the books. We got to give it back to ESPN. Let's see if Rothenberg can keep up this energy. It's been great. Everybody, listen to Sims and Cavallo today at 1 on MSG Network, Seton Hall Prep. Pope John.
Let's go, DePaul.
This is Mike Quick's High School Football Hour on 98.7 ESPN.